Friday, May 3rd, and Saturday, May 4th. There are going to be a whole lot of people at Texas Motor Speedway, and you could be one of them. The difference is, you're going to be there for free if you win the Morning Mind Bender today.
C10 Nationals, big truck event out there at Texas Motor Speedway. You can go and go for free. Morning Mind Bender brought to you by the McCormick Law Firm, your injury attorney, 682 all fours after that.
Today's question involves Easter. We got two lists, best Easter candy and worst Easter candy. And this is according to surveys. And the strange thing is, the same candy turned up on both lists.
I have a new one. Do you remember growing up during the Easter egg hunt, they weren't really egg-shaped. They were more just kind of like oblong shape. And they had the hard candy shell, different variations of colors.
They were chocolate, right?
No, they were marshmallow on the inside.
No, we didn't serve those in Arkansas.
Oh, I mean, it was like a hard candy shell and then just real sugary in between the shell and the marshmallow.
Well, see,
I just remembered that. They individually wrapped, and boy, they were... Mm.
My deal is, if you've got to get through a really hard candy shell, the middle better be worth it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's a cost-benefit kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually not the answer, though. So, best and worst Easter candy. We do not have any correct answers at this point.
Actually, I already know what it was. I just can't say it because that's the answer.
Please don't.
I mean, it's the all-timer. It's more than obvious what the worst Easter candy.
No,
matter of fact, it's just not Easter. It's just of all time.
No, this worst is actually the best Easter candy.
No, this is the worst. I mean, Easter is not in the argument.
I'm on the best list.
There's the interns walking by again. Hello, interns. Coming, leaving the Starbucks, walking by the studio.
Best.
This is the worst candy.
Easter, but it's the best.
Candy in general of all time.
Here's your
worst
hint
of
song.
All time.
Hint song on the rim.
Worst than licorice.
Was sad. Widows all dressed in black and we sing. Told stories all about the good old days. There were hugs to give and a few more tears to cry. Then we closed the lid and we gave him one last ride. And we laid him in the ground. Headed back to town. There were casseroles and pecan pies, mom's sweet tea and beer on ice. Hell of a way to say goodbye, I guess. Preacher cleared his throat and then he said, everybody bow your heads. And just like that, everything was blessed. So here's the death, dying in the middle of it. Yes, such is life. We're all at the mercy of a butter knife on a plate. Check your tablecloth and I'll fly away. Keep in mind that it always ends the same. And there's no love like no potluck left to save. And they'll lay you in the ground and all head back. Casseroles and pecan pies, mama's sweet tea and beer on ice. Hell of a way to say goodbye, I guess. Preacher clears his throat and then he says, everybody bow your heads. And just like that, everything's blessed. So here's the death, dying, and deviled eggs. In your soul, make damn well sure that you get plenty before you go. Those casseroles, pecan pie, mama's sweet tea and beer on ice. Hell of a way to say goodbye, I guess. Preacher clears his throat and then he says, everybody bow your heads. And just like that, everything's blessed. Yeah, just like that, everything's blessed. So here's the death, dying, and deviled eggs. Yeah, here's the death. gotta love deviled eggs.
We're doing the Morning Mindbender.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're playing right along.
Mm-hmm.
It's brought to you by the McCormick Law Firm, personal injury attorneys. Today's question is, well, there's two lists. Best Easter candy and worst Easter candy.
Right.
The number one candy on the top of both of them is the same. So all you have to do is identify that, and you'll win.
Which I think we're finding out here in the office. That is pretty spot on. Although right now it's 2-1. Two people that we've talked to said this is the absolute worst, not only worst, but grossest. And then one has said, oh no, this is the all-timer.
You haven't been talking to the right people. Justin and I have a little bit of a conflict regarding this, but let's get the phone.
I think it's six.
No, sir, it's not it.
All righty, thank you.
Is it jelly beans?
It is not jelly beans. And please, do not bean-doozle somebody over Easter weekend. That's just not very polite.
What does that mean?
You've never been bean-doozled?
No.
All right.
So what is it?
I'm not telling you. I'm going to bean-doozle you.
Fantastic. Jelly beans, they are number six on the worst Easter candy, and they're number seven on best Easter candy.
Mm.
So peculiar. Thank you for trying.
Is it Cadbury eggs?
The correct answer to the Morning Mindbender, the best Easter candy and the worst Easter candy, according to a recent survey, is the Cadbury cream egg.
All right.
Now, Justin and I have an ongoing disagreement about this, and this is one of those that we're just not going to settle. We have different views on the Cadbury cream egg.
I love them.
I think they're filthy.
Filthy?
Oh. Filthy.
Now there's dirt in them?
Filthy. What's that? There's dirt in them?
Well, if they're filthy.
I just don't like runny stuff coming out of my chocolate.
Wow. What's your name, sir?
Andy.
Andy, you and I are going to go up to Hay Sugar in Roanoke, and we're going to see the Candyman, and we are going to pig out on Cadbury cream eggs.
Justin, Candyman doesn't like them either, so don't go up there looking for him. He doesn't have them.
How do you know?
Who would know the Candyman better than me, Malone?
Okay, good point.
So how would I know?
Yeah, congratulations! Exactly. You are going to C10 Truck Nationals.
Woohoo! Are you a big truck enthusiast?
My son and me, we love racing.
Well, y'all going to have a big time in up at Texas Motor Speedway.
Awesome.
Okay, I have new information about Cadbury cream eggs that is going to change your mind,
nope.
Justin.
Nope.
Oh, stand by.